I'm here with NAB Ventures MD, Todd Forrest. So Todd, what are we announcing today?
Well, Laura, we're really excited to announce our Fund 2.0 for NAB Ventures, which is a $50 million fund on top of our previous fund, so $100 million fund in total to invest over the next couple years.
What does this new $50 million commitment mean to NAB Ventures, and what will you be able to achieve with this?
Well, over the last 2.5 years, with the first fund, we've made 12 investments of terrific companies from across Australia, as well as a few from around the globe, to help us with our innovation and help complement what we build ourselves. So this new fund will double down on that. It allows us to continue investing in innovative third-party companies that can bring certain assets or experiences to NAB to help us enhance a customer experience.
And are you looking to invest or expand your portfolios in any way that is different to what you've already been doing so far?
Well, we'll start to look more at the kind of the back end of the experience and looking at stuff where we not only solve direct customer challenges or issues, but help NAB as a company perform far more effectively and efficiently. And so we look at stuff at the back end that may help us either manage the experience with our customers more directly, more efficiently, or actually help our customers solve certain pain points, like cybersecurity is a big issue, not only for NAB, but for our customers. And so we'll look at those spaces much more deeply.
So when you refer to the back end, do you mean looking at more, tech-focused startups, potentially?
Well, they all have big tech elements in them, but it's more of less customer-facing and more at the back end of perhaps, for instance, our CRM systems or our abilities to track kind of, you know, what we have our information on the consumers and how we can talk to them. So back end meaning not customer facing, but actually allowing us, either our bankers or our wealth advisors, to be far more effective with our clients directly.
And just in terms of the progress that NAB Ventures has had over the 2.5 years, can you give us a bit more on your highlights on that experience?
Yeah, I think the biggest highlight for me is working with other NAB employees who understand the kind of challenges we face and how exciting it is to kind of leap forward with innovation to try to find new, dramatically better solutions for our clients, whether that's a farmer in Moree or whether that's a high net worth client in downtown Sydney. You know, I think a lot of our bankers are really excited about, you know, kind of the change that is coming and trying to embrace that. Again, it's a big challenge for us, but again, the result in the products and services that we can offer to our clients will be radically different in 5 to 10 years from now. And so those bankers that are really embracing that change and trying to find what is the best solution, how can we be that bank of the future is really exciting for me.
Great. Now, what would you say is the current sentiment in the local VC market?
Well, I think now, you know, the VC market has really grown over the last kind of 5 or 10 years. It's probably 10x what it was just 10 years ago. And I think that's great because, again, good ideas and good companies can find money in Australia. But it also, we've had a few exits and people have raised money and it spurs the next group of entrepreneurs to go ahead and launch their own companies. And I think that's really exciting because it becomes needs to be an ecosystem. There needs to be money at the front end. There need to be entrepreneurs who are founding the next companies. And there need to be, you know, angel investors and advisors and corporates willing to do partnerships. And that whole ecosystem now is really growing and reinforcing itself.
So it's a great time to have this, new commitment of $50 million over 2 years, I guess.
Yeah, it's a perfect time to be doubling down. I think it's great to have Andrew Thorburn and the board really supportive of what we're doing with ventures. But I think it's a great time to actually be able to, you know, back the bold. And I think we've found some great companies here in Australia and New Zealand that we can back and really take forward.
Perfect. So, you know, within the next 2 years, are there any other different types of goals or strategies you'll be looking to implement now that you have this extra investment?
Well, I think we're always looking at where can we, you know, expand where the bank can operate. And so if there are certain companies that either give us new data sets or capabilities that are unique, that allow the bank to be, you know, the old, as our tagline is, more than money. I think it's key. It's actually, you know, enhancing what we can do for clients, creating data insights, being a, you know, advisor on how to grow their business versus just doing the banking services. I think that transformation is really, really critical. And I think, you know, we are going down that path where we have the capabilities to do so much more than just traditional banking services.